Well, I guess every payphone has a story, right? Or has thousands upon thousands of stories that passed through it at one time or other. But what's interesting was I found one outside of, I think it's called Elwood Plaza. I wrote it down. It's a strip mall. There were two phones. One was massacred. The other one actually worked. It was a Nutel. And instead of making a call from it, like I might often do, even though it's out of town, I called the MCI ANI check and got the number and called it from my cell. And it didn't ring, but I got this app on my phone that gives you the name of who you're calling. And I didn't realize it did that. I was only using it to see if an incoming call was flagged as a spam number. But it intercepts both incoming and outgoing. And it tells me that that phone that I just encountered was assigned to a bail bond shop. And they spelled bail wrong. It's B-S-I-L. So I'm guessing that that phone had been taken out of a bail bond shop somewhere and put here. But the caller ID record, or whatever it's called, was never updated because there was no bail bond place at that strip mall, as far as I could tell. Although maybe the check cashing place doubles as that. So I'm heading over toward the cemetery. Oh, and I found another phone on Linden Avenue and Wood Street. No dial tone. I didn't think it would. But it's outside of an abandoned auto repair shop. And as I was getting a few pictures, this family of five pulled up, and they were going to the restaurant across the street. And I heard the father, I'm assuming it's the father, I heard him yell, "Okay, let's go, assholes." He was addressing his whole family, saying, "Let's cross the street now, assholes."